Testing. 1, 2, 3. This is Nancy Nuz. It's March the 30th, 1983. I'm back at the home of Louise and Floyd Sanders in Pinetta, and we're going to do the second tape in a series on the songs that Louise remembers from all of her lifetime singing. I want to say here that this tape will go in the archive at the Florida Folklife Program just exactly like the other one did, and I'll have you sign a release form at the end to say that's okay. Is that all right? Okay.
Remember now.
Okay, I've got it on now. So, let me just ask you to start out with, I don't believe on the last tape I asked you your entire name, your maiden name included.
I'm Stella Louise Lee.
And how many children were in your family?
Eight.
Growing up.
Uh-huh.
Did any of the other children in your family sing? Your brothers or sisters?
I have a son that can sing real good. Thomas R. Sanders.
He's talking about your brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Not particular. Uh-uh. No.
Okay, your son that sings, has he picked the songs up from you?
Well, he sings sacred songs, is what he sings.
He's got a heavy bass voice.
And he's the one that I told you about on Father's Day when he went away. And we didn't know where he was at, but he went away and joined service because he wasn't but 15. And he stayed in 6 years. And we just didn't know where in the world he was at. So on Father's Day, here come a poem. First time we heard from him. And it said, "Dad, if I could express my love for you, but I guess that is impossible, for my love is too great and true. No matter how far I wander, no matter how far I roam, you can be sure that I've learned that there is no place like a home. I still remember the morning I left when the grass was still wet with dew, never thinking of whom I was hurting, whose heart I would break into. But now that I've lived to regret it, there's nothing I can do, for I can't walk out on Uncle Sam like I walked out on you. But someday I will return, Dad. I don't know just when it will be. But when I do return, I wonder if you'll still want me. I don't think I ought to had after all I've done to you. But I guess it's because that I have the world's greatest dad, wrote by Thomas R. Sanders to his father on Father's Day."
So he made that up?
He made it up. And so that was the first that we knew where he was at. And then he wrote me a letter that like to broke my heart. I can't remember it all now. But he said, "Mom," he says, "when I was just a little boy, you used to say, 'Son, don't ever take anything that doesn't belong to you.'" He said, "I was guarding the payroll, Army payroll, thousands of dollars," and said, "I sat and just thought of what you said, and that was enough." And he said, "Mom," said, "if there was," said, "a rich man gives of his plenty, but a poor man gives his all." He said, "That Lord was our Lord, that man was our Lord Jesus Christ. And if my Lord said it, it is the truth." And he said, "Mom, I would lay down my life for you," but said, "that still wouldn't be enough for what you have taught me when I was just a little boy." And but that's the boy now that sings the sacred songs, you know? And
where does he live?
He lives in Daytona Beach, Florida. And then he knows the most poems that you have ever heard anybody say. In fact, on this tape here that I've got, he was here. And he sang, everybody says, "Is he a preacher?" Because he can really sing, you know, in poems. Yeah, I believe you got that on that. And I don't know where I give you that poem or not, you know. But you want to hear some funny things. As you travel down life's highway, brother, whatever be your goal, keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole. because there's nothing in the hole. It's just the donut.
Where'd you learn that?
Please don't ask for credit. Oh, man, credit's dead. Bad pay killed him. Y'all, some more poems? Christmas Day's coming. Turkey's getting fat. Please drop a nickel in an old man's hat. If you haven't got a nickel, a penny will do. If you haven't got a penny, well, God bless you. I'm mama's little curly head. My papa is a preacher. I like to go to Sunday school, listen at my teacher. On Easter Sunday, I looked so bright and gay. I had to take the dogs along to keep the girls away. I took my girl to a restaurant, the finest in the state. She said she wasn't hungry, but this is what she ate. Tomatoes, raw. Cabbage slaw, soft-shelled crabs on toast. When she asked for pie, I thought I'd die, for I had but 50 cents. I said I wasn't hungry. I didn't care to eat. I was expecting any moment to be kicked out on the street. She said she'd bring her great friends along someday and we'd have fun. I showed the man my 50 cents and this is what he done. He mashed my nose, he tore my clothes, he hit me on the jaw. He gave me the prize of a pair of black eyes, my knees swept the floor. He took me where my clothes were loose. He throwed me through the fence. Take my advice. Don't try it twice when you got but 50 cents. You ever heard the tree in the hole and the hole in the ground? Never?
No. What was that last one?
What?
The one you just sang?
Took my girl to the restaurant, the finest in the state. There's a tree in the hole. And the hole in the ground and the green grass growing all around and around. The green grass growing all around. And on this tree was a limb on the tree in the hole and the hole in the ground. Green grass growing all around and around. The green grass growing all around. And on this limb was a nest. Nest on the limb and the limb on the tree in the hole and the hole in the ground. The green grass growing all around. And on in this nest was an egg. Egg in the nest and the nest on the limb in the tree. And the tree in the hole and the hole in the ground. And the green grass growing all around. And the green grass growing all around. And on this egg was a bird. A bird on the egg and the egg in the nest and the nest on the limb and the limb in the tree, tree in the hole in the ground, the green grass growing all around, the green grass growing all around, and on this bird was a wing on the bird on the egg and the nest on the limb and the tree in the hole, hole in the ground, the green grass growing all around. The green grass growing all around, and on this wing was a feather on the wing, and the wing on the bird and the egg in the nest, and the nest on the limb on the tree in the hole in the ground. Green grass growing all around, the green grass growing all around, and on this feather was a mite. A mite on the feather on the wing on the bird on the egg. Egg in the nest and nest on the limb on the tree and the hole in the ground, the green grass growing all around. And on this mite was a chigger on the mite on the feather and the wing and the bird on the egg in the nest, nest on the limb on the tree and the hole in the ground, green grass growing all around, the green grass growing all around. Oh. Oh, now I've been knowing that ever since. I don't know when. Sure don't. And you got, hello, Patsy, where's your pie? Gone to Peach Orchard after peaches. Did you ever eat a peach pudding, possum pie? Did you ever see a pig in a pine pole pen? Give the peelings to a pig, call him Peter and Paul, powder in the paint I bring.
How about singing the...
Cow what?
The dying...
Cowgirl.
Which is it?
I staked my claim out in the West when I was just a boy. I was out there all alone, no happiness or joy. I had to fight the Indians as over the plain they roam. Old Payne and I, we just got by and called that place our home. We started rustling cattle just rounding up the strays. In the saddle all the time, just riding night and day. And in the stars we trusted them to guide us over the plain, to turn us back to our old shack with more strays home again. As we rode out from camp one night, a storm was raging high. The sound of horse beats, hoofbeats caught my ear. I heard a human cry. I sat up in my saddle. I turned old Paint around. I saw a dying cowgirl a-lying on the ground. I knelt beside that dying girl. I tried to say a prayer. I hoped that God in all his love could hear me pleading there. I saw her blue eyes open. She smiled at me so sweet. She said that she would wait for me out there where cowhands meet. I'm afraid to talk. I'm afraid to catch it.
No, go ahead. When did you learn that one?
I don't know. I used to sit on the old country porch back when I was a young girl, years and years ago, and sing it. Let's see. If I can still remember this one. On a cold winter night, not a star was in sight, and the north wind come whistling round the current bend. It was a brave engineer with his sweetheart so dear, with his orders to pull old number 9. He kissed her goodbye with the tears in his eyes, for promised to be his blushing bride. For he sped around that curve and his brave heart stood still, for a headlight was shining in his face, and he whispered a prayer as he threw on the air, for he knew this would be his final race. And while his breath slowly went, this message he sent to the maiden who thought that she'd be wed. There's a little white home that I bought for our own, where I dream we'd be happy by and by. I will give it to you, for I know you'll be true, and meet me at the golden gates, goodbye. Now that's old as the hills.
What's the name of that song?
The Brave Engineer. I should have wrote them all down, and then I wouldn't have been no pause in it. You know what I mean? Let's see. That's what I'll do next time. I'll write them down, then I can just. Come and bathe my forehead, mother, for I'm growing very weak. Let one drop of water, mother, fall upon my burning cheek. Tell my loving little playmates that I never more shall play. Give them all my playthings, mother, but put my little shoes away. Soon the baby will be larger, and they'll fit his little feet. Won't he look so handsome, mother, as he walks along the street? You will do it, won't you, mother? Put my little shoes away. Give them all my playthings, mother, but put my little shoes away.
What was the name of that song?
put my little shoes away.
Where did you learn that one?
I don't even know. I've been doing it all. It's just songs that they used to sing.
Did you have a radio in your house when you were growing up?
No, there wasn't any radios.
No,
no, there wasn't anything but organs. And let's see, they was, all we had was organs them days, and there was no. I sung the letter edged in black for you.
Right.
I sang that in front of you.
Did you play the organ?
No, I always sung, and they played the organ.
My mother played.
But I do the singing, and they do the playing of the organ. Reagans up in Rose Hill, Georgia, out from Moultrie.
Who were they?
Essie Mae Reagans.
Just neighbors.
Mm-hmm. See, there was another that I was thinking about yesterday, and I was just trying to get it together. I know a few this year, see. And this makes me think of my son that we've been gone over 20 years and we don't know where he's living today.
I think this.
Did I?
What's the name of it? I believe it. Is that the letter
edge?
Oh, okay.
As I pass through a city, I choose to pass one day. I met an old lady, her hair was turning gray. She stopped me as I passed her in an unconditionally way. She says, are you from the city? You look like you might be. I told her I had traveled to find my daughter dear. And tears come down like raindrops. Her eyes were wet with tears. She says, I guess yours are here, sir. But mine are far away, and that is why I stopped you as you passed by today. When she was but a baby, how many times she fell. She used to run to mother to kiss and make it well. Now that's a short one. But every time I sing that, I think of my son. It's been gone. In fact, he's been gone over 20 years, and we don't know where he's living or dead. I'm just trying to study some more.
Louise, when do you sing now? Like, do you sing during the day here at home?
Oh, yeah.
Church, or what?
I sing here lots of times. Lots of times I'll be in there washing dishes, and I'll say, if I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one footstep to go astray, if I have walked in a sinful way, dear Lord, forgive. There's a dear old faded picture on the wall that has been hanging there for many years. It's a picture of my mother, her dear picture and no other, that can take the place of mother on the wall. On the wall, on the wall. How I love that dear old picture on the wall. Life is swiftly passing by, and I bow my head and cry, for I'll meet my mother after all. Oh, the children, they have scattered off and gone, and I have a little family of my own. Oh, I know I love them well, more than any tongue can tell, but I'll hold that dear old picture on the wall. On the wall, on the wall. How I love that dear old picture on the wall. Life is swiftly passing by, and I bow my head and cry, for I know I'll meet my mother after all.
Thank you.
There's a dear old faded picture on the wall. I've been knowing that so long till I don't even know. I just don't even know just how long it has been since I... As I pass through a city, I choose to pass one day.
Are there songs that you sing just at particular times of the year?
Well, when I'm in here working in the house. And I can sing better by myself than I can with anybody. I really can. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a friend of is always telling everybody, friends, that when I was a young woman, she'll say she could always remember me sitting on the old porch singing late in the evening with the cows a-lowing and the pigs a-squealing and everything, you know. And but
were there certain songs you sang to your children as they were growing up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know so many till they all just run together, you know. That's the reason I should one day just to sit down and wrote them all down and then take it and taking it from, you know, page for page, you know, and then you can just, you know, keep it going, you know, like that. I believe it was day before yesterday I was in here and I got thinking, I said, well, now I should sit down and write them all one by one. And then, you know, I'd have them, you know. Yeah, I know that in about and I know you know that in Rocky Bye Baby, that, and I think I sung that in about Sleep Baby Sleepy, close your pretty blue eyes, listen to your mother dear, sing sweet lullabies. Sleep, baby, sleepy, angels watching you. No, so many, so I should have wrote it all down. See.
Did your mother sing to you as a child?
No, my mother couldn't sing. She never could. That's one thing she never could. She'd try, but she never could. She couldn't carry a tune at all. But from a little girl, I just picked it up. I used to go to the exhibitions, and I put my brother, my mother was down sick so long, till I'd put my brother through their plays. And then after, when my children was growing up, they'd come in and say what they was going to go to the auditorium that day and put on their plays. And I'd ask them, would they ask the teacher, could I put their plays on for them? And then I was sending my kids to school at that time now. You thought I wouldn't have had enough time, but they'd come back and say, yeah, the principal said you could put on our own plays. They didn't know it. So I take my oldest daughter and my son, and I had to get what I had to have because the teachers didn't know anything about it. And so I'd go to the schoolhouse on that evening when they was putting on their plays auditorium. And my baby son, the one that's over in Greece now, I had my little card table and I had my daughter in a long dress and come down to her ankles, sunbonnet on. And I had this little card table set up, you know, so when the curtains rose, she'd be sitting there. And I had her a little tea kettle, you know, just like a little old country kitchen. And I kept my baby son back in the wings with me because I was the one put it on. And when the curtain rears, there was my daughter sitting there with her long dress and her bonnet, the tea kettle, like an old country kitchen. And she, as the curtain rears, she'd say, "I'm Sunbonnet Sally, you plainly can see. I'm busy from morning till night. My milk pans are shining, my tea kettle sings. I'm busy from morning till night. Oh, hush now." And I gave my son a push, and he went out. "Oh, hush now, he's coming. It's over, old Jim. I knew that he wouldn't be late." So they taken hands and said, "So we're going to rest while the tea kettle sings in a kitchen all cozy and trim. We'll work on together. So we're going to rest while the tea kettle sings in a kitchen all tidy and trim. In all kinds of weather, we'll work on together. Sunbonnet Sally and over old Jim." Then I had two. I put two on now. With all them children now, I put that in place on myself. They didn't know it. Even the principal then was out in the auditorium listening to me put on my own kids' just play. Then I had my baby son. I taught him at night when he'd come in from school, because they'd get so sleepy they couldn't hold their heads up. And I'll have to stand up now to sing this, because I have to show you what he had to do. I had him dressed so pretty, little bitty fella. And I gave him a doll carriage and a little doll and a rattler in his hand. So he went up on the stage. When the curtain rears, he was standing there with his hands on the carriage and a little baby doll in the carriage. So he looked out to the audience and he said, real sullen, "Dear folks, behold a little boy who's feeling very sad. The way I am imposed upon would make an angel mad. I carry cold water and cold all day. But when I'd like to go to play, I hear my mother say, 'Jimmy, dear, you have to tend the baby. Take your little sister for a walk. You can shake the little rattle for her, maybe, or push her in the go-kart round the block. You mustn't pout or frown when Mama calls you. Little boy should cheerfully obey. Gee, it's tough to be a boy. I never get a bit of joy, but I have to tend the baby every day. Today we had a baseball game to play upon the hills. I am their finest pitcher, and I'm sure they'll need me there. But when I got my bat and ball, I heard my mother say, 'Jimmy, dear, you'll have to tend the baby. Take your little sister for a walk. You can shake the little rattle for her baby, or push her in the go-kart round the block. You mustn't pout or frown when Mama calls you. Little boy should cheerfully obey. Gee, it's tough to be a boy. I never get a bit of joy, but I have to tend the baby every day.'" They brought the house down. And all kind of, and my baby daughter, I taught her every book of the Bible by heart, you know, taking time with them. And we went to a Halloween supper out there. Even the teachers, the principal, didn't know them. And she, 8, 9, 10 years old. And one night in there when they was having all the cakes and pies, I said to the principal, I said, "Mrs. Harris," I said, "have you ever heard anybody say the books of the Bible, forward and backwards?" "No." Even the teachers was all in there. I said, "Well, you want to hear Donna? That's the one that works at Buckeye. Runs every kind of computer they are in Perry right now." "Yeah." She started Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers right on. When she hit Revelation, she turned from Revelations right on back to Genesis. And So we had the preachers coming out the house, you know, visiting, you know. So Donna said that for them, and they went back to their churches and said, we know a little girl that we know can say the books of the Bible forward and backwards, and said, we bet there are three people in this congregation today that can't say the book to the Bible forward and backwards. And she'd sit with a pencil right there before the preachers and say, in the word was with God. On this rock I shall build my church and make them ashamed of their self. I'll take my little granddaughter, Karen, the one that's that little picture right on her. She can say them too, you know. That's the daughter of the daughter. So therefore, we went down and hit the store one day, and Sadie lives back here. The preacher walked in, and she said, Karen, and she wasn't but 4 years old then, says, will you say the books of the Bible to the preacher? Says, this is the preacher.